Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is such a wonderful thing that day by day we can learn from you. And Lord, when we learn about your grace, your unmerited favor that you've extended to us by having your Son Jesus die on the cross, and Lord, your peace, peace with you, O God, and the peace of God in our lives. Lord, it's just such a joy to come to your word once again in this book of Galatians, to learn from your Holy Spirit those truths that you want us to know, to learn more about you, God, and to learn about your Son, Jesus, Lord. And I pray by your power we would live in ways that are pleasing to you as you teach us. I pray that you will open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears, that we might receive those things that you have for us today. We bless you and we thank you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Gave Himself for Our Sins. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. Already in the greeting of Paul to the churches in Galatia, we have read of the authority of Paul to share with them the resurrection of Jesus by God the Father, the notation of other brethren who ministered with Paul, and the grace and peace that is offered by God through Jesus Christ are just a few of the lessons we have learned. In chapter 4 and verse 1 of Galatians, or actually verse 4 and of chapter 1, adds more to Paul's introduction as he writes of Jesus, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. The preeminence of access to God the Father is given by this little phrase, who gave himself for our sins. Without the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, none of us would have access to the throne of God. A holy God cannot and will not be in the presence of unholiness. And through Jesus' substitutionary propitiation or appeasing sacrifice, we may now approach God's station. As Paul prepares to address false doctrines that pervade the Galatian churches, he begins with the origin of everyone's admission before God. We must come through the cross, and when we do, the door to God's throne is open before us. Paul adds, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. There was a reason that Jesus died for our sins. Not only did he give us access to the throne of God, but he also purposed to deliver us from our present condition. This world, according to Paul, is a present evil world. We see a fallen world that was marked and cursed as a result of sin. When Adam and Eve partook of the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, the earth suffered. And mankind was forever changed. The world is not as it was once destined to be. And for we who live within its bounds, Jesus came to proclaim and give deliverance. Though the price of our ransom was his life, he paid it in full. And we are the benefactors of his sacrifice. In addition to giving himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world, Paul notes the purpose of God the Father to do so. He wrote, according to the will of God in our Father. Many wonder at the will of God. They ask, what is the will of God in this? Or what is God's will in that? However, let us consider the will of God in this verse. It was God's will that Jesus come to die on the cross and give himself for our sins. It was God's will that he deliver us from this present evil world. And it is certainly God's will that this sacrifice be made known unto all the churches of Galatia as well as us. Oh, what an introduction we have seen in just 4 verses of this wonderful book as the gospel of Jesus Christ has been shared from the onset. As Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God the Father and Jesus Christ loved the Galatians. and they love us too. As we walk through this book together, the abounding theme will be the overt efforts of God to redeem us unto himself. And oh, what a joyous theme that is. Next time, we will watch as Paul gives credit and glory for what Jesus has done. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.